in front of a backdrop of animations and videos purporting to show the testing and construction of an array of weapons, Vladimir Putin has showed off Russia's military might. The president says the arsenal includes a nuclear-powered cruise missile and an underwater drone, as well as what he called a supersonic weapon and a laser weapon. Addressing a crowd of politicians and leaders, he was particularly proud of a new intercontinental ballistic missile.
This new system has virtually no limitations on distance. As you can see from the video, it is capable of attacking targets via both the North and South Pole. SAMAT is a formidable weapon. No systems, not even prospective missile defence systems, are an obstacle for it due to its characteristics.
Though he insists Moscow doesn't have a specific enemy in mind, Mr. Putin used the address to call out NATO for placing troops along Russia's borders. In a statement released later, Russia's defence minister likened NATO's missile defence shields in Poland, Romania and Alaska to an umbrella full of holes. The United States, too, was chastised for rolling out an anti-missile system and withdrawing from a treaty banning missile defences. Mr. Putin maintains Russia's weaponry is purely to defend itself and its allies, something he views as guaranteeing world peace and stability. To all potential aggressors, the president issued a warning.
I want to tell all those who have fueled the arms race over the last 15 years, sought to win unilateral advantages over Russia, introduced unlawful sanctions aimed to contain our country's development. All that you wanted to impede with your policies has already happened. You have failed to contain Russia.
The US has cast doubt on the newness of the arms, saying the weapons have been in development for some time. The Trump administration recently announced it would make changes to its own nuclear policy. Defense Department spokeswoman Dana White says the U.S. missile defenses are aimed at halting attacks from so-called rogue states, such as North Korea and Iran. Nothing at all to do with Russia.
They know very well that it's not about them. Our missile defense has never been about them. We need to ensure we have a credible nuclear deterrent. And we are confident that we're prepared to do, and we're prepared to defend this nation no matter what.
Russia's citizens have largely reacted positively to their leader's speech, with these Muscovites pleased with their president.
This does not increase tensions. On the contrary, this signifies that our country is on a fairly high and strong level in terms of arms, and this is a kind of defensive reaction of the country in case of some aggression. This means, in my view, that the country's leader clearly understands the country's strength and he is not afraid to show it.
Очень хорошо. Самое главное, чтобы нас услышали.
This is all very good. It is essential that this message gets through, that he is heard. And then it is God's will.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.